Where do you learn that wisdom? In the school of God. Now, in the Hebrew, this is called the maskilim. Maskilim means those who have been instructed. They have been taught. Do you know that the Lord Jesus was in God's school? I don't want to make it too long now. But in Isaiah 50, we see that he is the great creator God. But in verse 4, he was taught in God's school morning by morning. Isn't that amazing? The Lord Jesus was in God's school to be a wise man according to God's thoughts. Of course, the Lord Jesus is the source of all wisdom. But as a human being, as a man on this earth, as a boy, he was taught by his heavenly Father. He was trained in God's thoughts, in God's school. You read Isaiah 50 verse 4, so that God could use him to speak a word of encouragement for those who are weak and those who are discouraged. So God trained the Lord Jesus so that he would be a wise man to bring blessings to others. And that's what happened to Daniel. Daniel was taught in God's school. He was living the days of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a rejected prophet, but I believe that Daniel and his friends were some of the fruit of Jeremiah's ministry. And so we see this wisdom in those young men. And today there are a few young men with us. God wants the young men and women here also to be marked by this wisdom that comes from above, the wisdom that comes from God, from this wonderful source, so that we also will be wise men, maskilim, taught in God's school. And the Lord Jesus was trained by God. Not that he was ever disobedient or ever failed in anything, but he had to go through that schooling so that God could use him for his plans. So there's nothing negative in that connection with the Lord Jesus. For us, there are many things that we have to unlearn when you're in the school of God. For the Lord Jesus, it was not a matter of unlearning. It was he needed to learn what it means to obey. Hebrews 5 shows that. He learned obedience in God's school. He's the master of the universe, and he needed to learn what it was to obey. It's not the thought that he ever was disobedient. Of course not. But the Lord Jesus, as a man, as a humble man on this earth, an obedient man, he learned what it is to obey. That is how God gave him ears to hear. He opened his ears in connection with his sufferings. The Lord Jesus was the obedient man. Philippians 2, obedient unto death, the death of the cross. That is his obedience. And now the Lord Jesus wants to train us also to be wise men, so that we are in God's school, that we are ready to be used by the Master, whatever the situation is. For some, that implies a lot of suffering. For others, other hardship. But there will always be tests. In a school, you have to pass tests. And so in God's school, there are tests that God gives, but it is not to discourage us, it is to encourage us. God wants us to grow. Paul says to Timothy, present yourself approved to God, so that God would have him pass the test, approved. God says, you pass the test, oh, there's the next test. God wants us to pass the test so that we are approved to God. And that is what we see with Daniel. God found in Daniel someone who was really approved to God. He could present himself to God, and God was satisfied. And so Daniel belongs to that company of maskilim who have been trained in God's school. And that is what God wants us also to be trained in God's school. And then we'll be able, what we read in Ephesians and Colossians, to bring praise and glory to the Lord Jesus and to God already now. Despite all the hardship, despite all the trials, despite all the turmoil, God wants us to be for him and with him so that he can use us, so that already now we can bring glory to Christ. Christ's glory fills eternity. No question about it. But God wants this to be a reality in our lives today. And to bring honor to him, he said, who sent forth those precious streams of grace. And we talked about the stream of grace. It's a stream of abundance that comes from God. And now in worship and adoration, the stream goes back to him. Be honor, power, and praise. Amen. So may we be in both streams to receive from God this abundance of blessings and to bring back to him. And that's why we have to be in God's school. That's why we have to be like the maskilim, the wise man like Daniel was and his friends and the other wise man. And also in Daniel 12, you find, I think, another reference, if I'm not mistaken, to the wise in verse 3, Daniel 12, verse 3, and they that are wise shall shine as the brightness of the expanse. So that is the ultimate result of the school of God. They have passed through, they are now in glory, and so we will be in glory, and then we will shine in the brightness of the expanse. So that is what God has in mind, and he uses the process of tribulation and trials, but his purpose is to bring us there, whether it is on earth, like for the remnant in the future, whether it is in the glory for us. God will fulfill his plans. But today we need to be wise men in God's school under his leadership, learn from the Lord Jesus, as he said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and then we will grow. We cultivate that relationship, and God wants all of us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's for every one of us. That's an ongoing process. It will only end at the rapture. Praise God.